Welcome to Faye's Knowledge. If you're interested in learning about business, marketing, and personal development, this podcast is just for you. And I say it's just for you because in order to fail, we have to be willing to try. And once you try to do things for yourself, now you're learning and gaining the experience for yourself, which turns into knowledge. So this is the right podcast for you if you're looking for business, marketing, and personal development information, because now you have a chance to learn from others that have been through what you're currently going through or currently having experience, and this is the place for you to grow and develop to help become the best version of yourself. Subscribe to this podcast, and if you really enjoyed towards the end, leave a comment on your biggest takeaway from this specific episode, so that way we can deliver more content, more audio, more videos that can not only help you in your journey but can help propel you. And by propel, I'm actually saying that can help grow and push you forward in your journey. Again, welcome to Failure's Knowledge. Enjoy this episode, and please don't forget to subscribe and wait towards the end and leave a comment about this specific video, your biggest takeaway from this. In this video, we're going to talk about the secret of podcasting and how you can start today and what you need to do to start implementing for yourself and for your podcast. The secret is so important. If you stay to the end, you will understand the secret has always been inside you. We just have to understand what the secret is. So if this is your first time here, my name is Terrell Humphrey. Welcome to Failure's Knowledge Podcast. And we're talking about why podcasting is the secret to your growth. And we're going to dive into this topic. So let me go ahead and go live. Make sure you hit that like. Make sure you subscribe and stay towards the end and engage with the conversation, whatever resonates with you. Let me finish going live. And we're going to get started with this conversation because podcasting is so incredible. Podcasting is so special. Podcasting is more than just what you think it is. Podcasting is the secret ingredient to growing an audience, to making a difference, and to really putting your voice out there. Not only are you putting your voice out there, you're understanding the dynamics of storytelling. You're understanding the purpose of storytelling. It was so difficult for me to understand that there's a process behind everything that we have to go through. I was just going through the process, not even understanding that I was preparing myself to discover the secret. The first thing that I want to do, I want to write on this board to say is that the secret ingredient to podcasting. Okay, let me write that on the board right here. I'm going to put the secret to podcasting. The secret to podcasting. The secret, oh, that's a two. The secret to podcasting. Let me go ahead and show it on the board. The secret to podcasting. And the reason why I keep saying the secret to podcasting is because the secret has always been inside of you. It's something that you really have to understand, that when you start showing up as your true self, when you start putting yourself out there, people start to say, hey, I resonate with this person. I remember when I started half a decade ago, when I started podcasting, at the time I didn't know it was called podcasting. I just thought it was called picking up my phone and pressing record. And as I'm pressing record, I'm trying to figure out what to say, what to talk about, and how to show up. And it was so challenging for me to show up as myself because I wasn't confident being myself. I didn't know that you can be yourself as you're showing up. And throughout the process, I've learned over time that podcasting not only brings the real you out, but it shows that you, it's okay to grow, it's okay to develop, and it's okay to be yourself. When you be yourself, when you show up as your true self, people would start to say, hey, I connect with this person. It took me a long time for people to actually say, I'm hearing what you're saying, I'm watching you, I support you. And it was like a roller coaster because I couldn't think for the life of me, like, why isn't a lot of people supporting me? Yes, my family and friends were supporting me. What I'm saying, why isn't strangers supporting me? Why is the people that I don't know supporting me? Why is it that I'm not able to really explore more opportunities based off this one thing that I'm doing? See, the secret ingredient to podcasting is just starting. You have to be okay with starting today, because when you start today, you understand that you can get better over time. I started a half a decade ago, and it was so challenging for me because I didn't know the next step that I was getting to. I didn't know the next phase I was going. I didn't understand the process, but starting maybe learn on the go. See, let me go ahead and write that on the board. I'm going to go ahead and circle this. And as I'm circling that, I'm going to put, you have to learn to start today. Learn to start today. Learn to start today. The secret ingredient to podcasting, step number one, is to learn to start today. How do you learn how to start today? Well, you understand that you're not going to be good at everything. You're not going to be good at everything, but you can be good at something. And the more you try something, the more you put yourself out there, you're discovering what you can be good at. Many times in life, before we get good at something, we throw in the towel because life is challenging. Life is hard. Life is difficult. And when you start to really hold on to the towel rather than throwing it in, you have to be willing to take the punch, to take the fall, and be willing to fail over time. Because as you're failing over time, you're starting today. And when you start today, you can't necessarily think about failing because failing is so scary. What you can think about, what I thought about when I started, was that I'm going to be able to learn more as I continue along this journey. I wasn't knowing what I was going to learn, but I just knew if I just did one particular thing, if I focus on this one skill every single day I'm going to be better. Every single day I'm going to grow. Every single day I'm going to improve. My number one thing that I always focus on is improving more than yesterday. Because if I can learn how to start today, hold on, let me show right here. If I can learn how to start today, I can learn how to be the best. Hold on, let me put it back. There we go. Okay, there we go. So the secret to podcasting is more just saying that if you learn how to start today, you have to understand that you're not going to know everything. In fact, you're not going to know everything there is to start because there's so much that goes into it. When I start showing up as my true self and I start showing up as me, I learned that I have, that my story, that my message and my presence has power because people are willing to listen to me. People are willing to comment with me. People are willing to like engage and give me like ask different questions. Like what is your perspective on podcasting? Or why did you get into podcasting? Or why, from your opinion, from your perspective, should I start a podcast? And my biggest thing when I come in encounter with people, when I come in contact with people, is that I always ask them, like, are you documenting the process? Are you recording everything that you're doing? Like, are you putting yourself out there in a way where people can actually see your journey, see your growth, and see what you are going through? And it wasn't until when the secret of podcasting got discovered, because I was showing up every single day and became challenging for me. Because showing up every single day became overwhelming because I'm thinking no one's watching. I'm thinking no one's coming. I'm thinking my message, my voice doesn't matter because people are not connecting with it. Not knowing that if you do one particular thing for a long period of time, you will eventually get better. You will eventually improve. And people will start to say, hey, your message connect with me because it's something that I experienced. It's something that I went through. It's something that I'm going through. When I went through my divorce, it felt lonely because I thought I was the only one experiencing a breakup. Then when I got around other people, that was like, I'm going through a breakup too. I said, there's no way there's other people experiencing the same pain that I'm going through. The secret of podcasting, that you're able to put yourself out there in a public figure and people are willing to say, I connect with you. I connect with your story and I connect with what you are saying. Until you put yourself out there, what you are going through is only in your mind. What you are going through is only in your own experience because you're not sharing it. You're not putting yourself out there. And when I come in contact with people and I just ask them, like, man, what are you doing? Like they say, like, I want to start this entrepreneurship journey. I want to start this journey. I want to pursue this particular goal. And I always ask them. I ask them, I say, are you documenting the process? Are you recording everything that you're doing? Are you just putting yourself out there? I see it coming. Hewin, what's up, brother, man? Good to see you, man. Gotta run, brother. Keep going. I appreciate it. And I asked him, like, are you documenting everything that you're doing? Because many times in life, it's what you are doing that would connect with others. People can't see you grow if you're not putting yourself out there. People can't see you develop if you're not showing up as yourself. You see, that's the most challenging thing there is, because even though the secret to podcasting, hold on, let me show it again. The secret to podcasting, when we on point number one, learn to start today. There we go. The secret to podcasting is the most challenging thing there is, because now you have to be willing to put yourself out there. People, when I ask them, like, are you recording the process? They say no. And I ask, why not? And they say, I don't think people will like that. I don't think people will enjoy me putting myself out. I don't think people will even engage with what I'm doing. Not knowing the secret to podcasting is you being vulnerable, is you putting yourself out there, and is you showing up as your true self. But the other day I had spoken to my uncle, and he asked me, he said, Rare, why you start wearing suits while you recording podcasts? And I answered him. I was like, well, I want people that's on the internet, people that's watching my videos to listen to a stranger, because I have something to say. Not only just because of my appearance and what I'm looking like, but just because of, like, perspective is reality. And then I really thought about it. I'm like, is that really why I start wearing suits, ties and buttons up? Is that really why I start doing that? Then I just thought about it. I was like, hold on. I was in the gym one day, and I glanced at the TV, and as I'm looking at the TV, it was solid, but I'm watching it. Like, I'm watching with my eyes, and I look on the screen, and I see someone that has a suit, a tie, and it's just pointing to the weather, And I said, I got it. I said, the reason why I wanted to start wearing ties and button-downs and sometimes jackets or suits, or full suits, is because perception is reality. If you look like you're talking about something, people will hear what you're speaking about, and eventually it will connect with them. Until you speak and they hear you, perception has to be reality. So how do I show up as my true self by delivering value, by sharing the secret of podcasting? And it hit me when I start showing up as myself. I said, oh, I'm appearing differently. Not only am I appearing differently, I'm appearing in a way where I know what I'm talking about. Well, I look like I know what I'm talking about. When I have the eye, I have your attention. When I have your attention, you're able to listen more. And it blew my mind. It blew my mind because it was the secret to podcasting. How do you show up as your true self to know that you are making the difference? The difference that I was making, I didn't know I was making it until the person that was watching the videos, they say, even if you help one person, you would help somebody. And I'm like, what you mean just one person? Even if one person watch your content, if one person listen to your podcast, if one person come in underneath the post, you're making a difference? And I was like, yeah. And I just thought about it. I was like, huh, how is that possible? How are you able to make a difference for yourself if you're just connecting with one person? And I said, oh, sometimes it's a small audience. Sometimes it's that one person that needs to hear that message for the day. And the secret of podcasting is understanding that when you putting yourself out there, you don't know what message is going to connect with people. You don't know what saying is going to resonate with others. And you don't know what you are going to say that connects with other people. When I start putting myself out there, I start learning that people are connecting with what I'm sharing and how I go by sharing it. Because there's a process behind podcasting. The secret of podcasting, the first one, is that you have to learn how to start today. When I started a half a decade ago, with nobody even watching it. When nobody even watching it, as I can learn how to be consistent and produce over time. Now I have over 200,000 listeners. But I started at zero. I started at nothing. And when I come in, when I speak to other people, I just ask them, like, why are you documenting your process? The reason why the documentation is so important, because you are able to record everything that you're doing. You are able to show everything that you have experienced. You are able to show that if you can do it, the next person can do it. The secret of podcasting starts with the person in the mirror. You have to be willing to be okay with showing yourself. I learned over time that if I don't show up as my true self, who am I showing up as? Who can I show up as? Why am I showing up as this person? I remember when I was going to the conference a couple years ago, when I went to the conference, I had on a suede blazer. Blazer is like a suit coat. I had a bun down and I had a pocket square. And when I looked at the picture, I said, huh, even back then, I was wearing suits. But it wasn't a full suit, but it was suits. And it just made me really appreciate that when I learned more about myself and I found who I want to be, who I want to become, and why I'm becoming this particular person, it doesn't take away from the value that I'm bringing to others. It really enhances the value that I'm delivering for others because it's something that I have experienced, something that I've learned, it's something that I have encountered. Because when you go through life and you go through different experiences, it all boils down to the moment when you start. If I wouldn't have never started a half a decade ago, I'm going to be here talking about and presenting how I'm presenting. Because you have to really develop your skills on a daily basis, on a yearly basis, and many times in life, that effort that you put into yourself, it may appear like it's wasted. It may appear like nothing is coming from. It may appear like you're not even getting to the next step. It took me a while to understand that as I'm putting myself out there, I'm getting to the next step because I'm getting a little bit better. You can get a little bit better if you understand that it takes time to become better. Just like in baseball, when I was younger, my mom made us play baseball. It was a tee baseball. They got the baseball, they put on a little tee, and the ball wasn't thrown. Rather, the ball was in one place. And when you're looking at the tee, I thought I was going to hit it on the first swing. But when I swung and closed my eyes and I missed. And then the coach was like, huh, open your eyes. You got to look at the ball to hit the ball. And I was like, okay, coach, I'm young. Playing baseball with my two brothers. And so I get the baseball bat and I take another swing. But this time I'll swing with my eyes open. You see, when your eyes are open, you're able to see the direction that you are going. If I would have started at a half a decade ago, my eyes would have been closed because I wouldn't be able to see the ball that I was hitting. I wouldn't be able to see the next step that I was going. I would never see the next goal that I have accomplished. The secret to podcasting is that you have to be okay with starting today. Because when you learn how to start today, you start to get better over time. You start to get better when you least expect it because you've been doing the same thing on a consistent basis. Consistency is the secret to podcasting because when you start showing up as yourself, people start to say, I want to learn more from that person. I want to learn more from their story. I just want to learn more from them because they are the ones that put themselves out there. You see the next point when hit on let me go to the comments before I get to the next point. Comment below any questions that you have in regards to the secret of podcasting and how you can start today. So the next point I want to hit on right quick is that the secret learned today is that your story matters. Point number two, I'm gonna put number two, your story matters. M-A-T-T-E-R-S. And for those of you that's listening, I'm currently writing on the board right now. And I'm going to show it to the screen. And the one we're going to go over is why your story matters. So the secret to podcasting, we already covered learn to start today. And now we're about to go over, hold on, where is it at? Your story matters. Your story matters. Your story matters. Come on. There we go. The secret to podcasting is your story. The secret to podcasting is speaking to other people about their story. The secret to podcasting is understanding that the next person's story has so many similarities to the interviewer or interviewee, they just have to find the connecting points for the audience. The secret to podcasting is really a conversation, but it's a conversation to make you human, to show that you have been through life, to show that you're not perfect, to show that you have been through different trials and different errors. Until I recognize that I can show my faults and my failures and everything that I've been through, failure is knowledge became so powerful to me because I was able to fail and learn on the go. I was able to fail and turn that failure into knowledge. Knowledge only comes from experience. Knowledge only comes from failure. You can get better as many times as you would like if you never give up. I learned not to never give up because the secret of podcasting is consistency. If I learn how to be consistent with myself, if I learn how to be consistent with podcasts, if I learn how to be consistent overall, it will start to show in ways that I couldn't even imagine. I remember I went to this conference a while ago. And when I went to this conference, it was a real estate conference, like one of the first real estate conferences that I ever went to. And the gentleman asked, he said, what does real estate investing mean to you? And mind you, the room was like, it had maybe over 80 to 100 people, give or take. It was a lot of people in that room. And during that time, I was missing the tooth. Well, I'm still missing the tooth, but I was missing the tooth. Like, I didn't have nothing in my mouth. I was missing the tooth. And so he asked the question, he was like, so what does real estate investing mean to you? I raised my hand. He said, come get the mic. The mic was in front of the audience. So I had to go in front of the audience and speak to the audience. But prior to me even getting in front of anybody or any audience, I was my own audience. And as I'm sharing different stories and I'm about to answer this question, he said, what does real estate investing mean to you? And I just thought about it. I'm like, okay, what does it mean? I'm like, real estate investing is kind of like financial freedom, isn't it? Like you're able to do so much within real estate that you're able to like make a living. You're able to create wealth. You're able to do so many different things with it. And he was like, yeah, that was good. Yeah, that's absolutely right. But mind you, I'm talking without a tooth. Like I'm missing a whole tooth because when I was younger, 12 years old, me and my older brother got into it and he hit me in my mouth. And it ended up broke the bone in my gum. So now I'm 12 years old, missing a tooth, but I've been missing the tooth for quite some time. So when I get in front of somebody and I start to speak, they can actually see the missing tooth. Imagine getting in front of a lot of people and they're looking at your mouth while you're speaking. But the fact I was able to speak so clearly, the fact I was able to answer the question, the fact I was able to discover the secret, people start to listen even more. And after he was done with that section that he was teaching, I was in the hallway. And he came to me, he say, you're pretty good at that. I say, pretty good at what? Like, I don't know what you're talking about now. He said, you're pretty good at speaking in front of people. I said, well, I just been practicing at home. Just, you know, I grab my phone, put the video up, and I start speaking. What was so little in my mind was so massive to the next because they see the work that I'm putting in. You see, your story matters because people have to learn about you. Your story matters because people have to see you at your weak point. Your story matters because you have to be willing to say that even though I was at my lowest, I picked myself up and found something in my lowest. I'm sorry, even though I'm at my lowest, I found something other than being at my lowest point because I got back up. When you get back up and you do the work, the secret of podcasting is consistency. It's focusing on you and sharing your story. You can't share your story if you're not able to be okay with your failures. I've had many, many failures. In fact, the most one I can think about was when I first got in front of an audience. Before I even spoke to anybody, before I even spoke to any audience, I was already practicing. And as I'm practicing, I'm like, okay, I think I'm going to go to open mic. I didn't even know what an open mic even was, but it was an open mic is a place
where they have like poetry, that have band, that have new upcoming artists, that have like the open mic is a place for like people that want to express themselves and put themselves out there in an uncomfortable situation. So my first time going to open mic, I'm asking questions like, what's the process of getting on stage tonight? And he said, well, all you have to do is just sign the paper. Put your name by time, and then you'll be able to get on stage. Now I'm like, okay, seem easy as possible. Like, it doesn't seem that challenging. And so I put my name at spot number 7 because I didn't want to go first. I didn't want to go last, but I wanted to see how others perform. You see, when I put my number at number 7, I'm like, okay, it gives me time to prepare. And so when the open mic was about to start, the spot number 1, he wasn't there. Spot number 2, they came, they did their performance, and they sat back down. Spot number 3 came back up, and they delivered their song, and they sat back down. Spot number 4 came up, they gave their poetry, and they sat back down. Spot number 5 came up. They played the instrument, they played the piano. Once they got done playing the piano, they sat back down. Spot number 6, I got one more spot before I go. They called spot number 6. Spot number 6 wasn't even there. So I became spot number 6. So the preparation that I had, I'm thinking I had one more person to go. But in fact, I was the next person to go. You see, the secret to podcasting is that many times in life, you're the next person to go. You're the next story that someone needs to hear. You're the next success that people are waiting to hear from. And so as I'm sitting there waiting, as I'm trying to think about what I'm going to talk about, I can't think about what I'm going to say because they called my name a little bit too early. The secret to podcasting is that many times in life, they will call you a little bit early. And when you're early, not only are you early, you have to be okay with showing your faults. You have to be okay with showing your failure. And you have to be okay with speaking about what you just learned. And so when I get up on stage, and I literally tried to talk. I literally tried to say something. But when I got up talking, the first sentence was good. I said, hey, what's going on, everybody? How y'all doing? I asked everybody how you was doing. I felt that went good. And I proceeded to say, in order to have fear, then I stumbled. Then I stuttered. Then I couldn't even get it out. I said, hold on, okay, hold on. I said, in order to have fear, this is the second time, you got to, I couldn't even say it. I couldn't even think about it. And the third time I say, in order to have fear, I'm like, what I'm going to say. It got to a point where I completely forgot about what I said because I tried 3 different times to say the thing that I wanted to deliver, but I couldn't deliver because my mind stopped working. So I just asked, can I start over? You see, the secret to podcasting is that you have to be okay with starting over. I asked the crowd, I said, can I start over? They said, yeah, take your time. I said, okay, I appreciate it. And I was able to start over, get my mind right, slow my thoughts down, and really deliver a 2-minute and 50-second talk. It was the best / worst experience that I ever had because I was nervous. I was overthinking. And I was struggling trying to get the words out. And what I learned during that time is that if you just seek for guidance or seek to restart or seek to ask for help, people are willing to help you. People are willing to help you because your story matters. People are willing to listen to you because your story matters. The secret to podcasting is your story. Your story matters. And when you start sharing your story, people are willing to listen. The last secret to podcasting is that people will listen. Let me go ahead and write that on the board. Right quick. People will listen. Let me go ahead and show the board. The secret to podcasting is that people will listen. there we go. Putting it back right now. Okay, let me know in the comments right quick. Let me know in the comments if you have any questions when it comes to the secret of podcasting, when it comes to how to learn to start today, why your story matters. And now we're about to go over people will listen. Let me go to the comments right quick. Wow, enough people don't talk about this. Shania Wifey said that, and then Lanao Lin. I apologize for pronouncing your name wrong. When you say that the military helped you with public speaking, or were you already good at it by then? That is a good question, Chavez. Dang, I remember Chavez. I just looked at the name. My bad. Great question. I'm gonna read the question again. They say, would you say the military helped you with public speaking, or were you already good at it by then? No. Okay. So I served in the Marine Corps for 4 years, and during that time, did it help me with public speaking? I'm gonna say consciously no, but subconsciously yes, because they put you in different situations where you do have to speak up in public, where you do have to share different stories and speak in front of a crowd. So consciously, I wasn't aware of it, but subconsciously, the Marine Corps is already training us for like public speaking. So in a way, yes, but since I wasn't paying attention to it, no, because I didn't understand it. Great question. Dang, I wish I can. I can pin it. I just pinned it. Did I pin it? Yeah. I just pinned the question. And what happens many times in life, I'm glad he asked that question. What happens in life many times is that when you're prepared for life, you don't understand what you're preparing for. So in the Marine Corps, they put us in stressful situations and situations where we have to really think about things when we're exhausted, when we're tired, when we're hungry. And they put us in situations where we have to really force ourselves to say that we are okay. And when you're putting in what is called stress environments, that's what's called. When you're in stress environments, I didn't recognize the lessons. I didn't recognize the training. I'm just trying to get through the next day. I'm trying to get to the next meal. I'm focusing on eating. Okay, we got 3 meals a day. Breakfast is one. Okay, we got 2 meals a day. So now I'm counting down in my head. Now when we go to lunch, I'm like, uh-oh, the day's halfway there. We almost done. But it's more so like the lessons that they put inside of the day, inside of your development, is something that's going to help you understand more about your life. People will listen because they are already listening to you. We just don't understand. Hold on. There we go. We just understand why they're listening. We don't understand that they are listening. We don't even recognize who listening. It's not the matter of recognizing who will listen. It's more so understanding that when you are putting yourself out there, people are curious. People are inspired by you. People want to learn from you. The secret to podcasting is putting yourself out there and letting the people find you. It might not be the friend. It might not be your friends. It might not be someone that you're familiar with. It might be people that you never met before. In fact, the people that you never met before might feel even closer to you because you have told your story, because your story matters. The secret to podcasting, the reason why they go together is because it starts with you. It starts with your story. It starts with your experience to help you even understand that podcasting is more than just a conversation. Podcasting is learning about the other person's story. Podcasting is learning more about your story. Chavez asked, he said, did the military help you with public speaking? Me getting in front of an audience helped even more. Me being and serving the Marine Corps helped. There's different things that help you along your way. We just don't understand that we're prepared to do and share our secret. Consciously, now we have to think about doing it. It makes it more challenging because we're not under stress. We're not under what is called duress. I heard that word before. I just wanted to use that. We're not under the under pressure where we can't necessarily think about our story and the lessons that we have encountered. People will listen because people will listen to you. the secret to podcasting is more than just a conversation. When I learned more about storytelling, when I discovered the power of hearing other people's stories, I had to learn that there's lessons that we go through, we just forget about them. And see, podcasting help you remember the lessons that you have encountered. Like Chavez asked, did the military help me with public speaking? I didn't even think about that. But when he asked the question, I'm like, Hannah, maybe they did. Maybe they did. You see, podcasting, it makes you think deeper. When you start to think differently, you think deeper. Because now people will listen to you. People will listen to you. And as a podcaster, you have to be okay with sharing your story. I had to learn why sharing my story was so important. Because I used to start the video. I used to start the podcast or the podcast episode with the quote. The most recent quote that I did, well, the time that I did do it, it was a quote by John Quincy Adams. And I can't remember that quote, but I just remember it's by John Quincy Adams. And I said what the quote, something about persevering, something like that. I can't remember, but it was a great quote. And so when I started the video, when I started the podcast episode, I said, that ain't me. That ain't me. That ain't my quote. That ain't my words. That ain't me. So I felt uncomfortable using someone else's words. Even though it was good. Like, that quote was phenomenal. But I had to learn how to come up with my own quotes. I had to learn how to come up with my own meaning. I had to learn how to share my own experiences because people wanted to listen to me. There's nothing wrong with quoting quotes. But what if I can quote my own quotes and then tie another person's quote into the quote that I already said? Now I've learned how to start with what I have. Because when you start with what you have, you're preparing to share your story. You can only share your story when you recognize the power of storytelling. There is a book called Speak Like TEDx. And throughout the book, he's sharing different stories of different good speakers, phenomenal speakers, amazing speakers. Every chapter started with a good story. Because story, yeah, your story, other people's story matters. It's more so they don't have a space. They don't have a platform. They don't have a designated a location to share their story. When I start to recognize that the secret to podcasting was learned to start today and understanding as you go along the journey, you're getting better, you're getting consistent, you're improving your skills. Your story is the most important thing to share because people learn from your stories. People learn from your experience. People learn from what you have been through. And when you learn how to present your story as the lesson, now people understand that the lesson is what empowered the story. That's why people will listen to you because your story will make a difference. Your story will connect. Your story will say you're not alone. Because when you're not alone, you start to feel like you're doing all right. I learned that I was doing all right because I discovered the secret of podcasting. The secret of podcasting is more than just a conversation. The secret of podcasting is more than just two or however many people speaking to one another. It's a breakdown of one story that will help others connect with them in a deeper way to say, I resonate with you. And if you resonate with this video, this podcast, this episode, let me know in the comments. Yo, what do you think the secret is to podcasting? And why do you think that's important? Let me know in the comments. I love to read it. I love to engage with it. And if you haven't, make sure you hit that like. If you would like to leave a podcast review on Failures Not a Podcast, scroll all the way down as you're listening to it. Go to leave a review. Leave a 5-star review. And leave your greatest opinion about this episode and why it inspired you. And if you do that, let me know. I would love to read it. On live, in person, and so that way we can know that we are making a difference. So I appreciate y'all. If y'all haven't, make sure you click this video right here to watch additional videos on how to grow and to develop more within podcasting.